It's time to take back your health and live fully. Learn how to make choices that make a difference. You can. Let's do. This is Your Health, Your Choice with your hosts, Dr. Ray and Michelle Pearson.
Hello, I'm Michelle Pearson, your host on today's show. In our last two broadcasts of Your Health, Your Choice, we continued our teaching about chemistry in our health by venturing into one of the most powerful factors that influences your endocrine system, your neurochemicals, and your hormonal picture. We were discussing hormones, heartbreak, and your health. We covered that in two different sessions of Your Health, Your Choice, and I encourage you to go back if you haven't listened to those and get those podcast archives. It's very informational, educational, and revelational in how much, just how much, our feelings and emotions affect our body for health or disease, how it actually physically impacts the chemistry outlook in your body. Well, today we're going to continue discussing chemistry, but this time we're discussing it as it relates to toxicity in the body. Remember, we mentioned in a previous podcast that the three primary sources of disease and dysfunction are trauma, toxicity, and insufficiency. So today we're talking about a different type of chemical toxicity, and it's toxicity in the body from personal care products. Our personal care routine is one area of our lives that just a few simple choices can make a powerful and significant difference in our health. By personal care, I mean products and processes we use when we bathe, when we brush our teeth, apply makeup, use shampoo or deodorant, what we use in our homes to clean, and what we use in our homes to make things smell good. The air we breathe and our skin are two of the largest resources from which we take in toxicity. Second only to our topic last week, our emotions and our feelings. So let's look at these today and the small changes that make a huge impact on our health. Now, chemicals in the air and in the water that we shower or bathe in have great access to our bodies, even more than what we eat. I'm a person who likes my home and my laundry to smell good, so I've been experimenting on and off for more than a decade with products that help to reduce my chemical footprint in regard to toxicity. Some of the changes I have made is that I no longer burn candles in our home. I stopped using candles and started using essential oils to fragrance our house. And not only is the fragrance much more powerful, it's more effective, it's healthy for our bodies in the air that we breathe, it also is therapeutic. Not only does it not contribute to toxicity, it actually enhances our health by using these types of fragrance, these essential oils. I also eliminated the use of aerosol sprays for fragrance in our home, and I dramatically reduced the harsh chemicals that we use in cleaning our home. One way I do this is through using those top quality essential oil products instead of chemical products. One of my favorites is a line by Young Living, and it's called Thieves Cleaner, foaming hand soap, and essential oil spray. I use these things to clean my house and clean the air, but also the fragrance is so yummy. It's a rich fragrance of cloves and lemon and cinnamon type fragrance, but it makes the house smell fresh instead of fragranced. I haven't had a large enough supply yet of my Thieves to use it in the laundry, but that's my next step, is to stop. I've used unscented laundry detergent for years, but I've always used some substance or essential oil or fragrance in the laundry to make it smell good, because it just didn't smell clean if I only used unscented detergents. So adding the Thieves to my laundry is my next step in the budget to eliminating chemicals in our products at home. One of the other things I do is when I vacuum, I put a cotton ball with some Thieves or another essential oil blend in my vacuum canister when I vacuum, instead of using things that you sprinkle on the carpet and things that you spray in the air, I put just a cotton ball saturated with essential oils, preferably thieves, into the canister. So when it whirls around, it purifies the air and it makes the house smell fresh. Again, it doesn't smell fragranced, it smells fresh. So you're not breathing in chemical fragrance. You're actually breathing in something that's healthy for you. Another big change for me has been in my personal care products for hair and shower and body. One of my favorite vendors is Max Green Alchemy, and they put out this list called the Cosmetic Counterintelligence. So I'm going to highlight some items from that list that Max Green puts out, and they are items we can avoid in our care products to help reduce the chemical impact on our hormonal system. So let's look at the list that they give us. These are some things that you want to avoid in your personal care products that lead to estrogen and testosterone toxicity in the body, estrogen dominance, which leads to breast cancer. Testosterone, excess testosterone in men or women, produces disease side effects. So we want to reduce the impact on those things that increase those abnormally. A couple of the top two things on the cosmetic counterintelligence are parabens and sodium lauryl or laureth sulfates, SLS or SLES, sodium lauryl sulfates. The parabens, and you see this on more and more products, it will say no parabens or no SLS, no sodium lauryl sulfate. And these are the top two things that you want to eliminate in your personal care products, in your soaps, in your lotions, in your makeups, in your shampoos. Anything that goes on the body should not have parabens and sodium lauryl sulfates in it. That's a big deal. And so what I challenge you to do is, if you're not in a position just to clean out your medicine cabinet or your personal care product library of products immediately, each time you run out of a product, replace it with one that doesn't have the parabens and the sodium lauryl sulfates. That's the easiest way to make the switch to natural products. Now remember, because of labeling restrictions and labeling regulations, not every product that says natural on it really is natural. So you're going to have to learn to read the labels, turn it over and read the ingredients, get intelligent choices that work with your chemistry and your body's design. And anything with parabens and sodium lauryl sulfates does not work with that design. It chemically alters our hormonal system. The sodium lauryl sulfate is a detergent that's commonly found in foaming rinse-off products like facial cleansers, showers, shampoo gel, soft soap, shave cream, dish soap, and toothpaste. So each time you replace those items, look for something without sodium lauryl sulfate and parabens in it. The parabens are synthetic preservatives, and they're also in personal care products like things that are labeled natural and organic can still have parabens in it. They have estrogenic properties that contribute to human breast cancer tumors. They also can cause allergies and toxins linked to asthma and eczema. So if you have asthma or eczema, you seriously want to take a good look at your personal care products. One of the other top contenders for chemical toxicity in your personal care products is petroleum products, petroleum jelly. In short, that's lip balm or Vaseline. Those should not be used in and on the body or the skin. It can cause pore clogging, but worse than that, it can trigger dermatitis, acne. It smothers the skin so it can't breathe naturally, and it can cause discoloration of your skin as well. Petroleum products and petroleum jelly are frequently used in commercial lip balms and moisturizers that gradually thin the skin of the lips and the skin and cause chapping and lip balm addiction when used in lip balm. So you want to choose something like Burt's Bees beeswax or a coconut oil based lip balm or moisturizer for your skin, something without petrol products. The fourth thing that I wanted to bring out is propylene glycol. This is an inexpensive substance, and it's also derived from those petroleum products. It's a humectant, a moisture retainer, and a spreading agent. It helps the feel of your product, helps it lotions go on, but it's actually also used in antifreeze and brake fluid. So, you know, you wouldn't even think of putting that on your skin, your largest organ, and absorbing that. But that's what we do when we buy things that have propylene glycol in it. So we want to avoid those four things in our personal care products. Now, you can go to maxgreenalchemy.com and get the whole report that they put out. This is not an advertisement for them, but they are one of my favorite vendors. I'm an unpaid, unofficial ambassador for their products. They carry my very favorite body wash, and it is scented with frankincense and myrrh. It is absolutely divine. It's my favorite body wash by far. And it just, you smell divine and you know it's healthy for you. And those fragrances are actually healthy also. It doesn't just make you smell good, it's doing you good while you're using it. So those are some of the things that you can change. Your body wash, your lotions, your personal care products. Another choice that we use from Max Green Alchemy is Dr. Ray's shampoo. He loves their shampoo. Now, personally, their shampoo is not suited for my thick, curly, dry hair, so I use a line of products called Diva Curl, and they're also made without the sodium lauryl sulfates and parabens and made with essential oils. Now, it's taken me about 15 years to find good hair care products that work with this massive, curly hair that I have, but again, you want to find those natural care products without the chemicals that still give you that high quality personal care that you were used to in those commercial products, but do it in a way that's healthy for you. So those are some of my suggestions. Another thing that you can do to help reduce the chemical toxicity in the air that you breathe inside is go ahead and risk letting a little pollen in, because the pollen is less bad for you than the chemicals that are locked up inside. So open those doors and windows every opportunity you get, and then just dust really well. Another thing that I've done in my cleaning routine is I've started dusting with microfiber cloths, and those cloths pick up dust better than using a spray aerosol dust formula. So those are ways that you can reduce the chemical impact on your health by reducing the chemical footprint in your house. I've tried tons and tons of natural care products over the past 15 years, like I said before. And so these are things that I have found that have drastically reduced the number of sinus infections and allergies and histamine reactions, and even just seasonal allergies in our household are drastically reduced because our chemical load has been reduced. So those are some areas that you can reduce chemical use in your personal space. These chemicals affect your estrogen and your testosterone levels, as well as your liver and other functions. So it's more than just going natural, so to speak. It's actually reducing that chemical footprint and its impact on your chemical system in the body. That hormonal balance and regular hormonal cycles in men and women are all part of that divine design, and they're impacted by all of these chemicals. I keep speaking about it because it's something that is influential in all of our lives. It's important to begin making day-to-day choices to work with the design of your body for health instead of against it for convenience but producing disease. Now, I said last week that many of us are overdue to hit the reset button on the chemical influences in our lives. I want to remind you that in just 1 week, we will host our full 1-hour monthly training webinar, the Joshua Group's monthly wellness webinar, where you can take that full 1 hour of professional, clinical-level continuing education on chemistry and your hormonal system. That's next week. This month, we'll be drilling down on 7 specific chemicals, 7 specific hormones in your body that influence you for health or disease, and how to reset every one of those in just 72 hours per hormone. Your magnificent body continually renews, revives, and reboots, depending on the input that we give it. Every cell is replaced within a 7-year period. Many of your cells are replaced daily, or every 28 days, or every 4 months, like your blood, and on up to that 7-year mark when the last oldest cell is replaced. But you know, we can reboot these 7 certain hormones with a specific process in just 21 days. Doc and I call this the Picture of Health Circuit Breaker 21-Day Plan. It's more powerful, more effective, and more efficient than any plan we've ever introduced. This is based on years of clinical experience and personal tests and trials. I'm the guinea pig, not just the mouthpiece. And Dr. Ray and the Lord have poured this into me and given me the wisdom to put together this Circuit Breaker 21-Day Plan as a result of the tests and trials that I've had and that we've seen our patients have and come through. But now it's even more effective and more efficient in a shorter period of time. We've strategically planned the Circuit Breaker to provide a blueprint for a complete chemical reset, to initiate a rapid hormonal transition and transformation, taking you from disease and dysfunction to complete health, spirit, soul, and body. You can find out more details on the website, thepictureofhealth.com, but be on that call. Register for the Joshua Groups at thepictureofhealth.com and be on that call. You can do this. If I can do it, you can do it. And if we can do it, we all can do it. This is something we do know, we do have access to, and we can do. Let's focus on those things. What we can do, we do know, we do have, to make a difference. Make the choice to change your chemistry, change your mind, and change your harvest for health today. Remember, it's your health, your choice. Choose life. I'm Michelle Pearson with Dr. Ray Pearson for thepictureofhealth.com. You can join me right here for more of your health, your choice, with Dr. Ray and I every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Central, and I encourage you, live fully in complete health today.
Been listening to Your Health, Your Choice with Dr. Ray and Michelle Pearson. Don't forget, you can get the show notes for this and every broadcast at thepictureofhealth.com. If you have enjoyed and benefited from today's broadcast, please share it with someone else. One choice, one act of courage and kindness on your part can make a difference in someone else's life today. Join us every week for Your Health, Your Choice with Dr. Ray and Michelle Pearson, presented by thepictureofhealth.com. We will see you on the mountaintops, or from them if you snooze, because champions live differently, and your choices make that difference.